Appreciate, as always, commissioners and staff, you show up prepared, ready to, staff shows up ready to answer questions, commission shows up ready to ask questions and to have points clarified. And yeah, I'm just always amazed with the level of preparation of everyone. So, well, this is the time, of course, for items that were not on the agenda. We'll open that up for the public to discuss. And so if you've been hanging around to talk about items that were not on the agenda, go ahead and hit *9, identify yourself, where you're from, and if you're affiliated with any organizations. Thank you.
Chair Colton, members of the commission, we do have someone who would like to give a comment.
Okay, go ahead and please identify yourself, where you're from, and if you're affiliated with any organizations.
Caller ending in number 389 should be able to give your comment, but you may still be muted on your own end.
Next in queue, we have caller ending in 170. You should be able to unmute on your end and then participate. Again, callers 170 and ending in 170. Oh, there we go. We got 170. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Casey York with Trap Free Montana and Trap Free Montana Public Lands. One comment I guess I want to make first off is there's a delay between what we're seeing on the Zoom, the YouTube, and what we hear on the phone. And I.
Callers 170 and. Oh, there we go. We got 170. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Casey York with Trap Free Montana and Trap Free Montana Public Lands. One comment I guess I want to make first off is there's a delay between what we're seeing on YouTube and what we hear on the phone. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yeah,
like
we can.
Repetitive.
We do know that there is a delay from the YouTube presentation to, you know, when you're directly connected. I think we have that posted on the materials advising in that. Fortunately, it's only, you know, 10 or 15 seconds, but once somebody jumps on to comment, and that comes back in line, and then you're here in real time.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great, thank you. I just wanted to note that when some people, I've been listening for hours and people are trying to comment and then they don't seem to be there. It's a little bit confusing. I don't know what can be done about it, but I just wanted to make y'all aware. I just have to say, it seems so much the norm that the wildlife continue to get chipped away at, the fur bearers, the predators, the non-game. Some decisions might seem like minor decisions, but in the whole mix of things, they're not. They're all, just like the wildlife, they're all interrelated. And we know what goes on with poaching. And we also know we have such a shortage of wardens in this state that it's really remarkable what's expected of them to cover, you know, each warden, what to cover an area the size of territory of the size of Delaware. And are the trappers know, only the trappers know basically where their trap lines are. And day by day, we hear of other horrors that are going on out there, and they're totally legal, where trappers are using wolves now as bait to wait the 48 hours to go check because they're such loyal family members, the wolves, that they'll go back to check on whoever else is trapped. Who in the pack is trapped? There's always more than one trap. It's appalling what is legal happening to wildlife. And when things like I waited and somehow I missed it on tagging, over the years, the tagging requirements have gotten less and less. They used to have to present the whole bobcat, the bobcat skull, which helped the wardens catch potential poachers. Now it's just the jaw. There's only five animals that have to be presented out of over, what, two dozen that can be trapped. It's with all due respect, it's a joke to say trapping is highly regulated. And wildlife needs help. We have got to step it up because it's not people like my group and my 1,000 plus constituents that are going to see a very high potential end to trapping or most trapping as we know it. It's the trappers themselves. It's the lack of regulations. It's the lack of knowing what's even happening to these species. So I'm not going away. And you can count on I'm going to continue until not only do we feel heard, but effective action is taken. Again, the beaver, regardless of how you feel or support trapping, beaver have got to be respected and protected. And we're going to continue to push for that. And hopefully for one of many, many scientific reasons, so will you. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller ending in 389.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chairman, and to the Commission. Appreciate the work and the time that you all put in to protect Montana's wild lands and resources. My name is John Malevich, and I am the Managing Director of the Madison River Foundation. I wanted to reach out to the combined commission to address the concerns that have been heard during the public comment periods and from the commissioners regarding the massive growth of commercial and non-commercial use on the Madison River. And the Madison River Foundation, you know, we've tried to determine what, if any, management tools could be used to assess the recreational use and to establish a recreational carrying capacity for the Madison River. In discussions and talks with Dr. Eileen Rice, we have learned that although there's been lots of data gathered on the Madison, and some would say more than any other river in our state, the exact data on commercial and non-commercial uses specifically has not been sufficient to determine something such as a recreational carrying capacity for the river. Currently, there's proposed management tools and rules that are designed to eliminate, even reduce conflict on the river. Rest and rotation is one of those. And hopefully, this has arisen in the implementation of rest and rotation and other rules. I think at this point, and our membership feels fairly unified on this as well, is that it's going to exacerbate the problem at hand and make the same problem worse in certain reaches and stretches of the river. As an alternative to rest and rotation and some of these other plans, as well as to address the lack of the data gathering that currently exists on the Madison, Madison River Foundation, we would propose the gathering the necessary data, not only to determine this capacity, but also determine what other recreational use levels are at this point. We kind of like to, as as a foundation, we'd like to propose kind of the following, to build on the proposed rules 16 that are found within the EA and the proposed rules at this point, both from George Grant to you and also FOAM. In this proposal, we would like to adopt and adapt within the river use stamp that has been proposed and create a recreational river pass that would be specifically designed to gather that data of what are the uses of the river, who is using the river, how often do they use the river, and where are they using the river, to establish the data to where we can establish as a group, along with the commission, what is the recreational carrying capacity of the Madison, so that we can continue to protect the environment, we can continue to have enjoyable use, and it's a resource that can be enjoyed by recreationalists and communities for future generations.
Thank you, Mr. Melnick. Are you still there?
I am.
We appreciate that. And as you know, we have continued process going on the Madison, and we'll be addressing all those issues and accepting comment and making decisions of some nature or another in November.
Perfect. And I would add also that there has been conversations with legal in whether or not this can fit under the umbrella and the current term of a river stamp. And based on the conversation with Rebecca, it has been confirmed that it would in fact fit under that umbrella, and there wouldn't need to be additional proceedings or hearings, if you will.
Thank you for that.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, commissioners. Martha, I appreciate your time and all your dedication.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Any further comment on items not on today's agenda from the public?
Chair Colton, members of the commission, it looks like that's it.
Thank you, Katie. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All seconded by me. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, it's thank nasty you. Here. Be careful. I'm glad we're not all driving home tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Good day. Yeah, thanks, Shauna and Katie and Pat. As always, did a great job.
Thank you.
All right, take care, everyone.
Take care.